السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, today is the 4th of Jumad al-Ukhra 1442. Almighty Allah Jalla wala commands us in the noble Quran, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. As for the bounties of Almighty Allah Jalla wala, proclaim it and announce it, but don't attribute it to ourselves. It is the fadl, the grace, the mercy of Almighty Allah. هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي. Likewise, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. The person who are not grateful, thankful to humanity, in reality is not thankful, grateful to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. This is authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Our title for today is our trip to Heidelberg. So Monday to Saturday, Alhamdulillah, Mona Arafat, Junaid Khan, our brother Riaz Hussein in Durban. The program going very, very well between 4 and 6, and we have that half an hour, 33, 34 minutes in the morning. So may Almighty Allah make it the means of Hidayat for one and all, especially the non-Muslims who are showing keen interest in understanding the true Islam. Then, mashallah, our tafsir also with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah going on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It is on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We busy with Surah Hajj this week, inshallah, we'll complete that. And from the archives, we busy with Surah Nisa. Almighty Allah, make it easy. Thereafter, mashallah, that we see the Q&A program at night, very, very good, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala accept it and make it reach far further and go to all parts of the world through His further grace and mercy. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, we have the bliss of marriage, and now Tuesday nights we no more have tafsir because of the curfew day in Jami Masjid. So mashallah, we just read our Isha and then we read Sunnats and Nafil and then we come out. So just before 9 we are out of the masjid with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Wednesday, mashallah, I spent 1 hour before Maghrib with Hazrat Mufti Rizal al-Haq Sahab. Gave him all the news, information that he wanted to know what's happening in different parts of the world. Certain masail, important issues, matters of bilateral importance we discussed. And thereafter, mashallah, it was Maghrib Salat and then the Sahih Bukhari Sharif. That Bukhari Sharif he teaches to the students, so we sit there with the students. And lo and behold, the first bab, the first chapter we started is Babu Maja'a fil Jasus, about the spies. So first thing came to my mind is these people who are spying the Muslims who go and pray, you know. So all that, see Imam Bukhari rahimahullah mentioned a whole chapter on people who are spies. So remember, kamad dinu tudan, as you do wrong to others, sooner or later you'll have to pay the price. So remember that Imam Bukhari mentioned this chapter where people were spying against Islam, or people were spying for Islam and so forth. So sometimes it's permissible, but what's happening today, that definitely is haram and not permissible. So very, very interesting. So while Hazrat Muftizab is teaching, then mashallah, I'm making my own notes and so forth. So always after the dars, the lesson, then when we're sitting alone, another half an hour, 35 minutes. So because I leave early because of curfew, you Normally I read Isha there at Darul Zakaria and then come back. But now I come back early because of the curfew, and then I ask Hazrat Mufti Sahib all the queries that I have, and what we call, you know, that what happens if this case happens, this case happens. So it's very interesting discussions, all with the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. There are some light-hearted moments as well, so mashallah. Thursday, mashallah, we have our meetings, our mashuras and so forth, whoever wants to discuss any important issues and so forth. And then you must remember that we have our own things to do also, whether it is the post or whether it is to go here and there and all this. Friday, mashallah, I went to the Sufi masjid, and this Sufi masjid, mashallah, that it accommodates maybe, you know, a small masjid, so maybe 50, 60 people. So every salat day, there must be about 10, 20, 30 people. But it's very, very convenient for us that from the studio, from where we are today, it takes us 2 minutes, 3 minutes by car. And mashallah, that 25 past 12 is adhan. So after the khutbah translation, so this week the khutbah was, mashallah, that by Sheikh Abdullah Al-Juhani. His khutbahs are very, very short. So he was discussing about the adhab al-qabr and the bishar in the Qabr, that a person who passes away with Iman and Islam. So remember that that person there, what happens? He gets the Noor and he gets the radiance and the fragrance of Jannah already whilst he is in Barzakh. Barzakh means after our death we enter that place and that realm Allah alone knows the best. And remember that after the questions, Mar Rabbuk, who is your sustainer, Nari, Man Nabiyuk, who is your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Madinuk, and what is your deen, deen of Islam. So in a case like that, remember that we must ensure that we know all this in this world, we repeat it, and inshallah Allah's help will come when we have passed on as well. And then the non-Muslim obviously can't answer it, so he is already punished in custody, and then the court case, and then eternal condemnation, everlasting doom and gloom. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us that remember that we must be the people, يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ, that we have to read this kalima abundantly in this world, then Allah will help us at the time of death, and remember in the qabr and so forth, and in barzakh, and then jannat inshaAllah through Allah's mercy, grace and benevolence. So very, very short khutbah. Second khutbah was just praising the ministry of health and the authorities and so forth. So it was just being patriotic anyway. And then we just translate and then we go away. So by the time we reach there, Brother Muhammad Khan, Wasim Khan, come and fetch me, mashallah. And we go there. So it's about 20 past 12. So I can read my 2 rakat tahiyatul masjid and then deliver the talk, mashallah. So the talk was about the importance of our masajid, the importance of what's happening in the world today, on this day here, in this month here, in Jumad al-Ukhra, Jumad al-Akhira. Remember, on the 7th of it, we find in 1969, the apartheid regime of Israel, they allowed the Australian Jew, a terrorist, and Dennis, that Rodham, that to come there and burn the mimbar, the pulpit of Masjid al-Aqsa. So all this, and what a masterpiece it was, that mimbar made of wood, but not one nail was knocked into it by Nuruddin Zangi rahimahullah. The tragedy is, if you ask 80-90% of the Muslims, they don't even know all these type of things. But all the movies or sports, all that, they will know, Allah forbid. So each one of us should get our priorities right, you know. We should know our history, and it will inspire us for the future, inshallah. And then the khutbah namaz, mashallah, Mawlana Adil, the imam, performed. So that was Friday, and then Saturday I decided we go to Heidelberg. Long I didn't go to my hometown. So my wife, myself, we went and we read Zohar Namaz Day in the town masjid, and that is a historic masjid in Heidelberg. If you take the old Transvaal, you know, we had four provinces under apartheid, now we have nine. So the four provinces there, you will find that there was Transvaal, Natal, Free State and Cape. So anyway, in Transvaal is the second oldest masjid, remember that, and that is the second oldest masjid in Transvaal, the oldest masjid being the Kirk Street Masjid. And if you take South Africa 200 years before our democracy, 1794, you find that that is, remember, that a person by the name of Imam Twanguru Rahimahullah, who was incarcerated, and there he was sent in political exile to Robben Island from 1781 to 1793. He was a Hafiz, he was an Imam, a Sheikh. He wrote the Quran Sharif by memory. The first Quran Sharif, till now, you will see a copy of it in Masjid Oval Masjid in Boerkaap there. And that's the first masjid in South African history. And a lady, Sarki van die Kaap. So Sarki, she was a Muslim, and subhanallah, she gave that land waqf. Subhanallah, from 1794 today 2021, all the reward going to her. So imagine the women, what great contribution they made to Islam. The oldest university in the world, if you go to Fez, F-E-Z, so remember that is in Morocco. So Qayrawan, you will find that there, Fatima Fihri, she gave that land there. She gave that money for that place. And that's the oldest university, even the Western scholars, all of them accept it. So when we went there to Morocco Fez, we visited that. So this is our Islamic history, great history. But again, the tragedy, the Muslim, they only know the Western universities and Oxford and Cambridge and so forth and so on. So we are caught up in a big, big propaganda, and we forget our own greatness, Allah forbid. So anyway, I was telling you about the masajid, and then in Durban, the Javeri family, Johari family, the Memon family, but they were Joharis. So Johari means that they are the people who sell jewelry. So when they came here, they made Javeri. So they were the main players in building the Jumma Masjid, Grey Street Masjid, the first masjid there in the history of KwaZulu, the time Natal, now KwaZulu Natal. So we should know this of our country. And thereafter, mashallah, lunch and meeting my family and everybody, the children, grandchildren, not my grandchildren, but they like the dada now. So, and nana also. So, anyway, they're very, very excited and so forth. And then after that, we went to the graveyard. So my father, mashallah, is buried there. My mother is buried there. My brothers are buried there. Brother-in-law, family members. So we go to all of them. And mashallah, we try and go once a month, once in 2 months, that because we always feel it's not so far, and always if you can, you, the brothers, the sons, grandsons, go to your parents, grandparents, brothers, siblings, children, grave, because that's what they want from us. We go there and we read Surah 14, verse 41. Rabbana ighfir li wa li walidayya wa lil mu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. Oh beloved Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers, the day the reckoning is established. And thereafter, for any person we know, but they're not our parents or so, but they might be our brothers, our children, other Muslim brothers, sisters. Then you read Surah 59 and verse 10. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive us, forgive our brothers, sisters who passed away before us with Iman. And if you know Surah Yasin, the Quls we know, قُلْ يَا you read all that, and then you make dua in any language. Allah grant them Jannatul Firdaus, Allah elevate their rank, Allah protect them from Azab Qabr, Azab Jahannam, and we make dua for ourselves as well. So that is what we should be doing, and it reminds us, May Samja, May Ahamta, Lekin Ye Wahamta. One person is engraved on the grave, that is written there. We think we are in important, but that is just the figment of our imagination. So may samja may ahamta, lekin ye wahamta. So we think we are important, but really we are non-entities. So that is just the figment of our imagination, and just that doubt that crosses our mind. Then visiting various family members and so forth and so on. And mashallah, then some guests came from Springs. We met them also, mashallah. So all that, then we left at about 5 o'clock from there. And mashallah, I was back here by 5:45, 5:45. Mashallah, yeah, in Indonesia we are blessed. We have every salat, you know, there are more than 50 masajid. So asr salat, the latest, yeah, 6 o'clock adhan, 6:15, mashallah. Maghrib is only 7:10, so mashallah, a lot of time. So mashallah, we made it there for Asr as well. So it was a good trip there to Heidelberg, visiting all the old places and old people and so forth. Allah Jalla wa Ala reward them all. Then Sunday has become a very, very busy day for me, and that is, remember, that Sunday morning Fajr, then every day we give advices there in the Jami Masjid, come back, freshen up and have breakfast, and then we go to the Darul Zakaria, and mashallah, there 50, 60 people come, so about 50 nowadays, because of all the restrictions and so forth. We have breakfast there, I just have tea and malai and so forth. And mashallah, then we go to the masjid, Qari Muhsin read, Kirat Muhsin Sabir, beautiful reciter Qari Sab. Thereafter, I spoke about the month of Jumad al-Ukhra. I said that we, the students, should know that the Islamic lunar months, all are muzakkar, all are masculine. Only two are feminine, and that are Jumad al-Ula and Jumad al-Ukhra. Or Jumad al-Akhira. So you can pronounce it Jumad al-Ukhra or Jumad al-Akhira. And Jumad al-Akhira is better according to some ulama. But both are permissible. So whether you say Jumad al-Ukhra or Jumad al-Akhira, that's the proper pronunciation. We should learn how to pronounce the months correctly. And even when we're writing, people make mistake with this. Like our people, they send me messages. They say, Assalamu alaikum. Now they want to type in Arabic. But they don't write Assalamu alaikum. They write Islam alaikum. They leave out the lam. So remember that it must be Assalamu alaikum, not Islam alaikum. So remember that in a case like this, that we must be careful how we write and so forth. And then we spoke about the months, you know, the Islamic months when it starts, the Masnoon Dua, Sunnah Duas, which I give you many a time, and then we give you the incidents that took place. And Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu passed away in this month. Sila Khilafat and the rule of Sayyidina Umar started. The battle of Yarmouk took place, and during this ending time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, he passed away while the battle was on. Khalid bin Walid played a great and prominent role, and victory came to the Muslims. And if you just take the amount of Muslims in thousands and the non-Muslims Muslims, hundreds of thousands, but Almighty Allah gave a spectacular victory to the Muslims. Learn about the Battle of Yarmouk. And in the ending of this month here, it was the 13th year after the Hijrah, the starting of Sayyidina Umar's time, that this battle was won. But it started during the lifetime of Sayyidina Abu Bakr in his last few days of his life. Radiallahu anhuma, the greatest people to walk on this earth, Shaykhain, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, radiallahu anhuma. Imam Ghazali, rahimahullah, passed away in this month. Then the minbar was burned, so all this we highlighted. And thereafter, we gave some advice, remember that, regarding our masajid and so forth and so on, that each one should be begging Almighty Allah. The Zionists are plotting against Masjid al-Aqsa, and they are already planning now that to demolish the Qubbatul Sakhra, Allah forbid, and replace it with the Haikale Suleimani, the Temple of Solomon, Allah forbid. The Shia Kufar are plotting, planning, and to destabilize the area of the Haramain Sharifain, so they can have some authority power there. So all these are our enemies, and we should know that. So like that, mashallah, that in the morning, and then after that, Mona Burhan Mia spoke. Two things he spoke very good. He spoke about Mona Yusuf Karan, Rahimullah, senior alim in Cape Town. He passed away. His son, Professor Hafiz Abdul Salam passed away now a few days ago. Allah grant him all Jannatul Firdaus. So he spoke about Hafiz Abdul Salam, Rahimahullah. Two things I just want to tell you, because first time I heard it also yesterday. He said when his father, Maulana Yusuf Karan, Rahimahullah, took him to the university, because now he's going to study agriculture, and he became a master and a professor in that, and the first non-white to excel to such a degree. So when he left him there, Maulana Yusuf Karan told his son, that is Hafiz Abdul Salam, who became Hafiz here in Mia's farm, they were together, Maulana Burhan and so. So that's how they know one another well. Nevertheless, he told his son, see, this is university, but what Allah gave you in your heart, that is greater and better than anything and everything they can give you. That is the lesson we must learn. When we have Quran in our heart, everything else is secondary. Remember that. Then he mentioned one nice incident. That he became a Hafiz here by Hafiz Abdul Rahman, Rahimahullah. And I just found out from the sons here the other day when Hafiz Ab came here to Lanesha from Mia's farm. So it was 91 December and 92 he started teaching here. And 2005 he passed away. Allah Jalla Wala grant Hafiz Abdul Rahman Jannatul Firdaus. The Waliullah he was, you know. So anyway, so they made Mashura. Now he's going back to Cape Town. So they said, okay, you must go and study by Sheikh Salih Abadi. So Maulana Burhan said that the first day he went, Hafiz Abdul Salam, he went with the car. So Sheikh Salih Abadi said that you don't come here with the car and all that. You must come with the train and then you must walk to my house. When a student comes here, you must behave like a student. You don't come here like a big shot. See, my honorable Ustad, Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, Hafizahullah, he's teaching Hibs now, mashallah, 55 years or plus. And he also studied by Sheikh Salih Abadi. And when I visit his office up there in Durban, sometime I ask him and he tells me about Sheikh Salih Abadi. Another Waliullah, hundreds and hundreds of people studied Hibs by him. So he was very strict also. So see, golden advices. Then Hazrat Mufti Sahib just elaborated on what I spoke and so forth and what Maulana Burhan spoke, and then dua and so forth, and then we go sit in a room, another 1 hour there. But lot of Pakistanis there, and lot of Pakistan politics and so forth. Then the Q&A, mashallah, with Hafiz Wadi in the afternoon, and may all might Allah make it easy, accept it. So wonderful, wonderful it was. So many people sent us messages from different parts of the world. I have still 3-4 minutes left because people are sending me messages. I just want to set the record straight regarding the opening of the masjid. Number one is, Alhamdulillah, we are affiliated to the Capital Group. Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, his brothers, Haji Ahmed Tahir, Haji Muhammad Hussein, their parents and so forth, all may Allah Jalla Wala reward them. Asif Latif, the lawyer, attorney, belongs to that family there. So you must remember when there was drama in Durban and so forth, that so many masajid were closing and which were open all the time. And some of them, the police came and they cordoned it off and said, you can't have Friday prayer. So mashallah, our Asif Latif and our brothers of EMPSA, A-M-P-S-A, that the Association of Muslim Professionals of South Africa, and prominent day is our brother attorney Zahir Umar, his son advocate Abu Bakr, our attorney, our senior counsel Hafiz Firoz Boda, mashallah, what a great person, and subhanallah is a Hafiz, his senior counsel and advocate as well. And then in Durban, mashallah, we have our advocate Salim Khan, senior counsel, we have our Aslam Mutala, senior counsel. So mashallah, that they are all playing a prominent role, our Yusha Tayyab, and so many others, you know, some I even miss their names, our brother Yusuf Dokrat, all might Allah reward them. So mashallah, our brother Asif Tayyab wrote the letter, and then everything. So everything happens, not because of us, we are simple, we just cry to Allah, few tears, we beg Allah, and somebody cries, Allah accept their dua. What I want to mention to you is three things. Always read, yeah, Fattahu, Ya Fattah, Ya Fattah. Ya Allah, you keep our masajid, our musallas open in the whole of South Africa, the Africa and the whole world. Our dua must not be for South Africa only, for the entire world. But remember these three things we have to mention and remind you of it. Those people who closed the masjid before the government even said so, you have committed a major, major crime. Remember that. Those people, Maulvis and sheikhs and imams who went to court and you went there to close... You went there to close the masajid and so forth last year Ramadan. You did what the key community did. Remember in Nabi Lut alayhi salam's time. Ma sabakakum biha min ahadim min al-alamin. No one before you did it. A disgrace and a shame and indelible stain on you and your organizations. Remember that will stay with you till your qabr, till the day of Qiyamah. And you know what Quran says. Surah 2 verse 114. Lahum fi dunya khizyu walahum fil akhirati adhabun azim. Humiliation, disgrace, and remember a horrible, terrible punishment awaits. You can't say I'm making tawbah. The crime was committed in public, so you have to apologize in public and make tawbah in public. That is Islam. Surah 2 verse 114. I hope and I pray all the trustees, all the imams, all the ulama, wherever you are, you must try your level best to make sure that all the masajid must be open. And when I say masajid, I mean masjid, bathroom, huzu, facilities, everything. Not we go to this place, that place, you find that the bathroom, the huzu facilities are closed. All that is waqf. So please, we have to ensure that. Okay, there was a bit of a mistake again today. Allah Ta'ala forgive us. Our engineer put the wrong tafsir. So we will play it now. So inshallah, surah Nisa chapter 4 and verses 34 to 40. So we're playing that now between 2:30 and 3. 3 to 3:30 inshallah will be the Q&A of this morning. And then thereafter our brother Amin Templeton is not well. He's ill. Make dua Allah give him shifa. Thereafter 2-hour lecture by Mawlana Suleiman Qattani. 5:30 to 7 will be Mawlana Khalid Yaqub. And thereafter 5:30 to 6:30 and then Hafiz Wadi takes over there mashallah from 6:30 onwards. Thereafter, mashallah, the repeat of my tafsir of today, of Surah Hajj. And thereafter, Yunus Patel, Rahimahullah's advices, 7:30 to 8, 8 to 10, inshallah, the Q&A with Maulana Arafat Atiya, and thereafter 10 to 11 tonight, the Urdu lecture, Mufti Tariq Masood, and that will be the laws of Islam and the beauty of the Islamic laws. So may Almighty Allah open our masajid, open our hearts to understand the deen of Islam and make our khatima on Iman. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.